Morning. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Hey, thanks for praying for the Chuck Pierce thing, and we finally got a venue. So we're actually having our meeting at Island ECC on, not with them, but at their place. I don't think they're that open to this kind of stuff. So on that Friday, it'll be at Island ECC. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's go verse 1. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Yet we do not speak wisdom among those who are mature. Wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory. The wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. And if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him. For to us God revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. Which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. But a natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. And so Paul is here, and yeah, you have to realize, right, that the person that's writing this makes what he says significant, right? In other words, Paul, he's no dummy, okay? In his day and time, he probably had the finest education that anyone can have here in this time. You know, his teacher, Gamaliel, was probably the top rabbi of his time. And Paul was one of the top students, probably was the top student, you know, in Gamaliel's, you know, care. You know, if you remember in Acts, when he goes up to Mars Hill, and this is where all the scholars and philosophers would go to debate, you know, the Greeks were really into, you know, debate and these type of things. And remember, he would go up there and, you know, in the book of Acts, and he sits there and he's talking with these guys, and he sits there and he quotes a minor Greek poet, you know, to basically solidify his position. He says, even your own poets have said, you know, in him we move and breathe and have our being. I mean, that's pretty amazing. You know, that would be typical for, you know, people, you know, around our circle that we think, wow, this dude's really smart, really educated, you know, and, you know, and not like, you know, arrogant, you know, but it's people that just spout off poetry and, you know, and can quote other authors. And, you know, I mean, Paul was like this. He was one of these kind of guys. And so, and he's talking about his ministry, you know, and he's, you know, basically he's appealing to Greeks, you know, to the Corinthians, who merely many times look at the scriptures or look at Jesus or look at religion or look at those things purely in a academic, you know, or an intellectual pursuit. And he begins to, share with them and says, you know, actually, that's not how you get it. You know, this is not the pathway by which this comes. And he says, you know, when I came, I didn't come because I was so eloquent in speech, you know, and proclaiming to you the testimony of God. Now, some people, some scholars have said, see, this proves that Paul, he was not a very good speaker. I don't necessarily agree with that. You know, I think Paul is just making a point. He was probably a could very possibly be a boring speaker. You know, remember Eutychus, you know, in the book of Acts, he fell asleep, you know, because, but then, I mean, I gather if you preach all night long, you know, throughout the night, then, you know, people will get drowsy. So I don't know if he's boring at all, right? I'm sharing, you don't even care what I'm sharing with you guys, but that's okay, right? So, and so he says, you know, when I came to you, you know, I only desire to know about Jesus, you know, the Christ. And he says, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the power of the Spirit. And now, and so this kind of begins to move him into, you know, this whole kind of thought, you know, about the work of the Spirit in the life of the believer, right? That it's actually the Spirit that brings revelation. Right, it's the Spirit that speaks to us. It's the Spirit that brings us into valuing things of God, you know, spiritual things. And he talks about the mystery. And in verse 9, really interesting passage, he says, this, he's quoting from the book of Isaiah, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. Right, you know, and this is really, I chose this passage because in a lot of ways this is what we want to see happen at the retreat, you know, God to begin to pinpoint things in people's lives that they didn't even know, you know, God begin to speak into people's lives like the very wonderful things that God has in store for those who love Him that people have no idea. You know, I mean, there are some things that we feel like, oh yeah, God, you're going to bless me in this, you're going to bless me in that, you're going to, you know, but, you know, the Bible talks about, and Paul will later say that he is able to do much more exceedingly abundantly than we can ever ask or imagine. You know, that God has something so much greater, so much more in store for us that, I mean, it'll literally blow our minds. You know, and Isaiah is saying the same thing. He says, you know, you have not seen it. You know, you haven't even thought about this. You know, and it's not necessarily this is like new revelation, you know, but this is something that it was outside of your scope of understanding. But this is, right, that what God desires to do, right, prepared for those that love Him. You know, and a lot of going away, you know, and one of my prayers going into this is that, you know, Isaiah 64, 65 would happen, you know, in the midst of us, that God would just begin to put inside of our hearts and put inside of our minds His thoughts, His ideas, you know, His plan for, you know, for us to join Him in, you know, something of a real divine revelatory gift or ministry that's going to flow into our lives, you know, and he continues on, right? And these are revealed to us by the Spirit. You know, it's the Holy Spirit that's going to take, you know, these thoughts, these abstract thoughts or these ideas, and the Spirit that searches all the hearts is going to just kind of like beam into our own hearts, and we're going to get revelation, and we're going to get understanding. You know, but in order for us to get to, you know, from where we're at, point A, to where God wants us to be at, point B, it's going to take the work of the Spirit to get us there. You know, and he concludes, right? A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. And so what we're praying for, you know, as we move on, you know, from tonight, as we go on, we're not praying for a natural man. You know, we're not praying for us to move in our own natural faculties. You know, we're not going to, you know, give ourselves over to our intellect. You know, I'm not saying be dumb now, right? I'm not saying that at all. Right, but understand that a natural man, right, using our own power, our own sense of reason, our own you know, thought processes, you know, our own experiences, you know, and if we operate out of being, you know, natural, right, then we will never, you know, walk in the full experience of God wants us to walk in, which is spiritual. You know, and so in some way we have to transfer for being what and who I am now and allow the Holy Spirit to take us to a place, you know, where He wants us to be. A natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit of God. You know, and because in many ways he says they are foolishness to him. Again, this is going back to the Greek thought, the idea, you know, and he cannot understand because they are spiritually appraised. right? That they're spiritually examined. You know, and so what we're going to pray for today is as we, you know, pray for ourselves and as we gear towards the retreat, we're going to pray for the mind of Christ. You know, this is all the conclusion of all this, right? You know, he's basically saying the Greeks, you operate in your own mind, but you need the mind of Christ. You know, and you get the mind of Christ by operating through the Holy Spirit. You know, and so this is a whole chapter, and then later on, right, he'll talk more about the spiritual gifts and these type of things, right? And so, but Paul's he's making the building blocks so he can talk about the greater gifts, you know, and things that are happening. But first, he needs to get people out of themselves, you know, and open to the reality of the Spirit in their lives. You know, and I remember, you know, last year, I mean, you know, actually we were here, you know, when Stefan, you know, remember when he opened up that dog food, right, and just freaked everyone out and things. But it was such a good point, you know, that you got to go beyond yourself. You got to go beyond what you know. You got to go beyond your perceptions, you know, if you really want to taste, you know, what God has in store for us. I know he tricked us, right, but, you know, something that was, you know, deemed disgusting actually was something that was very good. You know, and this, you know, a lot of times this happens a lot when we talk about the work of the Spirit. You know, I can't tell you how many times I called light darkness, you know, because it was just outside my scope of understanding or experience. And then later I find out that it was actually blazing light, you know, but it wasn't darkness at all, right? And so we have to be careful of that we make judgments. And, you know, and you hear people like, well, you know, like someone was speaking in tongues and I felt very fearful about that. Yeah, you should feel fearful. You know, every time if you look in the scriptures and someone encountered God, the first reaction was fear. And so you're having a biblical reaction, you know. But people will totally, you know, kind of disregard the whole experience, you know, because, oh, I feel fearful. So fearful should not come from God. Well, as I read the scriptures, all these guys that came into experiences with God, the first thing, remember Jesus, the angel, the first thing they always say is what? Fear not. You know, so you're basically having a biblical experience, right? And so don't think yourself out of it now. Okay, so let's take a moment and let's bow our heads. Jisun will lead us and then we'll continue to pray. A natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit of God. And so the Spirit of God is going to be the same. So that means we have to change. God says He'll give you spiritual thoughts with spiritual words. You can understand the mystery. It's a mystery, right? Mysterion, but we can understand it. Because we have the Spirit who searches the mind of God. And yes, we are going after a spiritual experience. We're going after a biblical experience. You know, I really like the song that the worship team is singing on Sunday. You know, rain down. Right? Rain down. You know, I pray for this all the time. You know, I just say, Lord, come down. Come down from your holy mountain and meet with us. And so as Jesus leads us in a song, let's ready our hearts to engage the Lord in prayer.
Be as whole and precious. set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do your
pray. Let's just pray 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Right? My message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. Your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Well, let's pray that our church people, that they come to this retreat tonight, and they would have a power encounter with God, the living God, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? The tri-generational God will come down and meet with us in such a powerful way. Our sins, our weaknesses, our different proclivities towards evil, our issues, our brokenness would just be just face-to-face with God. And it would be like a fire that just burns away at all these things, all the dross. That when we come out of it, it will, just like the song said, it will be refined by that fire. Let's pray for an encounter with the fire of God, with the Spirit of the Lord will come and move and change us. And let's pray for this, for ourselves, let's pray for our community. Let's pray for our retreat. Let's pray that the Lord would meet with us powerfully. Let's pray particularly, let's pray for some of our brothers and sisters right now that are having some scheduling issues. right? It's still not a done deal. And so let's ask the Lord to continue to open up their schedules. And God's been answering some of our prayers, but let's really kick in. Let's pray for Eunsang. This is GA's brother, and he just got asked to go on a business trip this weekend. And so let's pray the trip just straight up be canceled, right? That he may be able to enjoy his first SP retreat. Let's pray for Mike and for Jung at Merrill, and pray that their deals would be postponed or whatnot. Let's pray for Henan and Sarah and Minsu, you know, and their schedules open. Let's pray for Soyeon. Soyeon, hey, are you okay, Soyeon? Okay, let's finally push through, okay, and stuff, and so that she may be able to join. Other people, I don't know their names right now, but let's just lift up our people, especially in terms of scheduling issues, and let's ask God to move, you know, on behalf of these issues. Let's pray for Dan Sneed. Let's ask God to just empower him. You know, he came in safely last night, and pray that he get good rest and the jet lag would not be too difficult for him. And that as he comes in tonight, that, I mean, just God would just use him powerfully, that the preaching of the word, that the ministry of the Spirit would just really flow through him. You know, at that same time, let's also pray, because he's alone now, and so a lot of our guys will have to step up in terms of ministry. And so let's pray for Cascade. Let's pray for the IP team and the house church leaders that are really going to be in the forefront of ministering to people at the altars. Let's pray for an anointing to flow through them as well, the grace of prophecy and words of knowledge and inner healing and all these different things. So just really, our leaders would really walk in, anointing they've never had before. Right? So let's just lift up our speaker and our large ministry team. Let's pray for all the logistics, the final pieces, you know, of everything coming together, you know, our name tags, our schedules, our rooms, you know, our fellowship activities, and Ben's really stepped up and helped out with that. Pray for the worship team, and they got to get all the instruments and everything over there, you know, with their van safely and all those good things. Ken, is there anything else that's kind of on the agenda, right? So we're slowly knocking everything out, and so let's just really pray for all the logistics, you know. Pray that everyone will wake up on time, right, and get to, you know, don't miss the ferry, right? We don't want, you know, that to happen. And so let's just lift up all the logistics and all the loose ends in regard to the retreat. Let's pray for tonight's service as we start tonight. We're going to meet upstairs. We've never done that before, and so I don't know what to expect. But let's pray for just a real fruitful time. You know, that our guys would come and there'd be an excitement. I pray for Samantha. Her worship team is leading worship tonight. Let's pray for real grace over them to really lead us into His presence. And let's pray for Dan as he ministers to us. So let's pray for signs and wonders. Let's pray for the preached word to come strong into our lives and just to cover the whole evening that's going on tonight. Let's pray. Prayer. Father, we thank you, God. We bless you, Lord, and we are just amazed, God, that you would grace us, God, again with another journey, Father, starting tonight and into Nansha. Father, we just pray, Lord, over all the logistics. We cover all our friends, God, that are going through scheduling issues or other different things, Lord, and we pray, God, that the enemy would not discourage people from coming, Lord, but there would be a real excitement, Father God, in that we want to meet with you, God. And so would you come and would you minister to our body and just bring your grace, God, in what you always do. And so we thank you, God. Be with Dan, Lord. Give him good rest today and help him to be strengthened, God, and filled, Lord, that he may engage with us and with you and with the enemy. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. And we'll see you tonight. We're going to start about 7:30, okay? So just go up to the seventh floor.